In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The greatest occasions of the church year have what is called a vigil. That is, the celebration begins the day before. Christmas Eve, or the vigil of the Nativity of our Lord, is on December 24th. All Saints' Day is preceded by the Vigil of All Saints, or All Hallows' Eve, which we normally call Halloween. And so, on the 12th day of Christmas, the day before Epiphany, the Church observes the Vigil of the Epiphany. The text for the Vigil, chronologically speaking, is out of order. Tomorrow we will hear of the three wise men who bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then an angel warns Joseph in a dream to take the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Meanwhile, Herod murders the innocents of Bethlehem. But our text today begins a year or two after these events. When Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead." God exists outside of time. He sees the end from the beginning. Before Herod is even introduced as the villain in the gospel narrative, we learn today of his death. Before Satan can even begin to enact his wicked plan to kill the Christ child, the church hears the good news that those who sought the young child's life are dead. In fact, if you were paying attention, this was the communion verse last week. Not only do we hear of Herod's ultimate end the day before his wickedness is introduced on Epiphany, we were singing of it a week in advance. Such is the wisdom of the church fathers who appointed the texts and chants for the occasions of the church year. We begin at the end with our Lord's victory and Satan's defeat, before the characters are even introduced. Before the wickedness of the devil is revealed, we hear that his schemes have come to naught. God's plan of salvation is unhindered. Jesus lives, and those who sought the young child's life are dead. No matter how powerful Herod may appear at this present time, tomorrow the church will sing, "Behold, the Lord, the ruler, has come, and the kingdom and the power and the glory are in his hand." We know how the story ends. Tomorrow, Herod will lie to the wise men, pretending that he too wishes to worship the Christ child, even as he plots his murder. But his machinations will come to nothing, for today the church sings of his death. The saving purpose of God will be accomplished, and his enemies, though they may presently threaten and rage, are already defeated. The ancient Pharaoh of Egypt sought to snuff out the line of Christ by throwing every male Hebrew child into the Nile River. Yet the line of Christ continued, and Pharaoh is dead. Wicked King Herod plotted to destroy the newborn king in order to protect his earthly throne. Yet the saving purpose of Christ was accomplished, and Herod is dead. Of course, behind these earthly liars and murderers is Satan himself, the father of lies and a murderer from the beginning. And even when he finally succeeds in murdering the Son of God, even then, his purposes come to naught. For on the great vigil of Easter, the church will once again confess the inevitable reality. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. But for a brief moment, Herod will appear to have the upper hand. Joseph will be forced to flee to Egypt with the young child and his mother. The innocents of Bethlehem will be slaughtered. Adam and Eve will be driven from the garden. The crucified one will be laid in the tomb. But Satan's triumph is but for a moment, while his doom is eternal. The end of the story is already written. Easter always follows Good Friday. The restoration of Eden has already begun. The tomb of Christ is empty, and Herod's grave is occupied. Take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. Tomorrow, on Epiphany, the wickedness of Herod will begin to be revealed. Perhaps it is yet to be revealed in your life. At this present time, your enemy still scowls fierce and works deadly woe. Today he sits on his throne and carries out his murderous designs. But before these can be brought to fruition, the conclusion has already been written. What a comfort it is for the Christian to know the end of the story. One after another, the enemies of God and his church will go down to their graves, but the tomb of Christ stands empty forever. On this vigil of Epiphany, God reveals the final reality concerning his Son. Jesus lives, and his enemies are dead. This reality remains true even while those enemies still cling to power. Even though the rulers of this age presently rage against Christ and his church, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. This is true no matter what circumstances we may currently be experiencing. Does Satan rage? Does he threaten? Does he bring down to the grave with sorrow and sickness and sword? Take heart, dear Christian. His end is written. Even before his schemes are fully revealed, we hear from God's word that those who sought the young child's life are dead. You are baptized into Christ. Therefore, your life is now hidden with his. You share in his death and his resurrection. Your enemies are now his enemies, and his victory is your victory. Scripture tells us that the last enemy is death itself, a far greater enemy than any human ruler or king. But even death lies conquered beneath the pierced feet of Christ. It sought to claim his life, but those who sought the young child's life are dead. And because you are joined to Christ through baptism, death also has no claim on you. Just as we hear of the death of Herod, even before his wickedness is revealed, so before you have even entered your grave, God announces that its power over you is already broken. There is nothing worth comparing to this lifelong comfort shore. Open-eyed, my grave is staring. Even there, I'll sleep secure. Though my flesh awaits its raising, still my soul continues praising. I am baptized into Christ. I'm a child of paradise. God, who is outside of time and sees the end from the beginning, announces today that your enemies are already defeated, their plans frustrated, their rule broken. He announces this even before they take up wicked arms against you, his dear child. Do not fear for your future, For as a baptized child of God, it has already been written, even though your grave has yet to receive you, its power is already broken. Jesus lives, and so you too will live. And if death cannot harm you, then what else is there to fear? Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. In the name of Jesus, amen.